The treatment of Muslim minorities in China has been labelled draconian repression amounting to crimes against humanity in a new report from Amnesty International. Over 160 pages, the organisation details dozens of interviews alleging mass detention, surveillance and torture. Amnesty is now calling for the United Nations to investigate, while Australian groups say our own government must take stronger action. Nancy Notson reports.
Uyghur Australian Ramila Chanashev was just a small child when she and her parents came to Australia. She says her family was targeted and her grandparents imprisoned during the Cultural Revolution in China. She's now the president of the Uyghur Tangrata Women's Association in South Australia.
Every Uyghur person that lives in Adelaide or in the diaspora as well has got a family member or a close friend that's sort of made disappeared, lost communication or sentenced arbitrarily.
She and the Australian Uyghur community fear for those who are left in China.
It's devastating. It's frustratingly scary to know that we might not ever see our cousins again. We may never see the country that I was born in.
Her fears are backed by a report by human rights organisation Amnesty International. It finds the repression of Muslim minorities in China amounts to crimes against humanity. Amnesty campaigner Kin Zong Dongdu says the report is based on the testimony of more than 50 people who were once detained in the province of Xinjiang.
So these human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and are part of the state policy. So the former detainees, you know, all of them have told us that they have been arbitrarily detained. So they have been detained for doing nothing really more than going overseas to study or having friends and families overseas or having certain apps on their phones.
She says their treatment has been dehumanising, with torture a common story.
People have had no privacy at all. They had to live highly controlled and regimented lives. And then they were forced to undergo, you know, relentless political indoctrination campaign and were subjected to unimaginable psychological and physical torture.
Nathan Rusa from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says Amnesty's work fills important knowledge gaps.
What seems to be happening is that since 2017, China's launched this massive, almost unprecedentedly large crackdown on Uyghur communities in Xinjiang and other indigenous nationalities. And what that has consisted of is a vast system of detention with over 380 different detention facilities.
He says governments and businesses must pay close attention to the report's findings.
Businesses and companies especially should be cautious of any dealings with Xinjiang, considering the scale of forced labour and the lack of consent across the region.
The ABC has contacted the Chinese embassy for comment. Beijing has always rejected allegations of the mistreatment of Muslim minorities, and officials have in the past referred to facilities in Xinjiang as vocational training centres. Amnesty is now calling for the United Nations to investigate. Campaigner Kin Zong Dongdu.
We are asking the UN, we are asking Australia to use all their multilateral, bilateral and regional platforms to push for independent investigation into what's happening in China, in Xinjiang.
Uyghur Australian Ramila Chanashev has welcomed this move, but says more needs to happen and Australia must also implement what are known as Magnitsky-style laws so that individuals in China can be sanctioned.
To know that China can do this in the 21st century and not be held accountable, and the rest of the world is just quiet. We're being erased from the face of the earth and made extinct in front of everybody's eyes, and yet no one is doing anything about it.
Uyghur Australian Ramila Chanashev ending Nancy Notson's report.